Maggie Hunter, Andrea Curtis, welcome.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Hello.
In your creative world, you are scoring this week. Real quick overview, Maggie. What's that all about?
Score is a three-week summer musical theater based on devised theater, and we tell the kids it's your story. We'll help you tell it.
From start to finish, I think you're being very literal here. Oh my goodness. So this is mighty intensive, hence that description. And as you describe it, your own keywords are process and original. Now, Andrea, how quickly are you able to sort out the process that you're learning here? And how do you come up with instant original ideas?
It takes a while to come up with the original ideas, but we'll sit in what we call the hangout room and we'll just chat for a while and write down special phrases and things that we think are really neat about ourselves, and we'll stick them to the wall, and that all becomes the play.
And that's from, like, you get there, you do the tell your name and go around the room, and then you're on it.
Yeah.
That quickly. With 3 weeks to go, that certainly makes sense. Now, with 22 participants and 5 mentors, and that's who's meeting every weekday, all day,
correct,
for 3 weeks, how do you pick who does what and the order of things?
Well, it's loosely based. So we will sit down as mentors and figure out what we're going to plan for the day. We do improvs, they do writing, they'll look at news stories and find stories that affect them on an emotional level, a deep level, or just a fun level. And from there, they start creating and start developing ideas. From the ideas, they improv. From the improvs, they create the script.
Again, in pretty rapid timing.
Mm-hmm.
Then once you get in and you do your original process, that's where I wonder about the order of things. You're guiding them along and you know what has to get done when?
Yeah, everything has to be done within the 3 weeks. We have to have a show by that Sunday when we end. But we work the script, they work the music, so they create their own music, their own lyrics. And they also do the production end of things. Mm-hmm. So they'll do the customer relations, the costumes, the marketing. Anything that has to do with a production, they have to do it.
And you kind of guide them as
and
to
we
kind,
when we'll guide them,
done.
Yeah. Okay. Initially, we'll get them to start with the writing and start developing ideas. And then it's the third day, I think, we start telling them about, okay, now you have the production end of things.
Okay.
And they create and select their own company managers and team managers
That kind of hands-on. This is all making my head spin, Andrea. What about yours during the process?
It was confusing at first, but now we're, I think, on behalf of the whole SCORE students, it's starting to come together.
Good. I'm very glad, especially because we've coming up on performance
this
Sunday. So, you note that there are industry professionals helping you at every turn that you need help. What kind of professionals are helping get what done?
Well, we have our mentors. So, we have a mentor who's the artistic director. We have one who is the writing director and one who is the music director. We have embassy staff helping out. So, they will help the students with marketing, with customer relations. They'll help them with the technical end of things like sound and lighting.
Okay.
And we have a videographer.
That does cover everything in real life theater, of course.
That will cover everything in real life theater and help promote the kids and their show.
Now, most of you students are theater savvy, Andrea. So is learning on the fly, even more than doing normal or regular theater you're used to, is that a big part of this?
Yes, it is. We use a lot of things that we do from regular theater to make this show.
In a real short amount of time.
Yes.
And do all of it. I get that, too. Did it take you a while to get used to this kind of a process?
The first week, not a lot of people knew what was going on. And then for the second week, we're all like caught up and we understand.
Okay, you own it now and you get it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And a week's not a long turnaround time for that. That's to be sure. What would you say the biggest challenge so far has been that you've had to look at, address, and get over, Andrea?
I think the biggest challenge was figuring out what our show was going to be about because everyone had different ideas and perspectives on what it should be. And then we finally picked one and now it's all fine.
So you had to learn, if not parliamentary procedure, you did have to learn brainstorming and then all working together to make something work.
Yeah.
And how did it feel once that caught?
It felt like everything was going to be real easy after that and it is.
That's a happy discovery and part of the process, to be sure.
Yes, it is.
Okay, any offstage drama there in this score? Can it get too intense for the mentors or particularly for the students?
Some of the students get moody, and it can be sort of annoying for the other students, and I think some of the mentors get annoyed with it, too. But we've made a covenant the first week we were there, and we have 8 non-negotiables.
Yeah, there are 8 non-negotiables that we give to the students at the very beginning of SCORE that all revolves around respect, no rude behavior, working together. And then the students create their covenant. And the covenant is the students saying, we're not going to bash one another. We're not going to bash ourselves. So they've created maybe 15 separate items that's their covenant. And they hold one another accountable to that covenant as the mentors hold the students accountable to the 8 non-negotiables.
That's a wonderfully fair way to work. And it gets the whole human dynamic, a level playing field, to be sure. And just as some people have too much drama, 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 I get what you're saying, Andrea, some people don't have enough outspokenness.
Yeah.
And it kind of works for everybody's benefit then?
Yes.
And it's like you said, it's a level playing field that everybody knows what the expectations are. And if somebody goes off book, then they're held accountable to get back on book.
That's great. And fair and square and mm-hmm. upfront. And there's not time for that. That's what you guys are telling me.
We have 3 weeks.
We got things to do, yeah. Places to go, which is the stage. Yes, indeed. It's a 3-week adventure with that performance endgame. It's always looming right there. It's even making me a little bit nervous. How scary is that?
It's pretty scary.
How do you get over it?
We just plow ahead. I mean, it's one of those things that we know that we need to do it, and everybody is willing to commit to making a show happen.
Okay, and that, again, this is all a good dose of reality, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I am kind of curious, what about that venue, the Embassy Stage? You are in a rare minority to get to perform on it at any age, especially your young ages. What's it like?
The first time I stood on that stage and the first time our whole group stood on that stage, I think it was pretty amazing because I never really thought I'd be on that stage performing, and it's very, very amazing experience.
Is it intimidating?
Yeah, it's very intimidating.
Is there a quick, easy fix to overcome that? Or is it all about just being on it?
I think it's just all about being on that stage. When you're on that stage, you can actually become another personality, another character. It's just a great opportunity for them to be on a world-renowned stage that so many students, even older students, don't have that chance. They don't have that opportunity. And even for me, as a performer, there's something that just lights up within you that you're just like, oh my goodness, I'm on this great stage. And even if I don't do anything, it's just nice to be standing there. And the Embassy being 90 years old, I mean, I think of the performers who are on that stage and what audience have been able to see and enjoy.
And the legacy continues into this young new generation. Mm-hmm. That's just always wonderful. So we've talked a lot about the process and the originality of everything. What are you bringing to that grand old stage this Sunday afternoon? No spoilers, of course.
Our show this year is about our group of SCORE participants that are being rushed by the clock to put together and perform a show.
Reality.
Yeah.
Theater. Reality. And the nice thing about it is they actually came together and named their own theater company. So the name of their theater company is the TBD Theater Company, and their name of their show is, in brackets, insert show name here.
That is cute and clever, and it sounds like, again, not only a fresh creative take, which is all part of this process, it's speaking to your generation, it's speaking to social media, and plenty of bustle. Am I divining a bit of what's going to be happening here? And mm-hmm. It sounds like it's going to be fun. Do we go through every part of the drama cycle?
Yes, we do.
All right.
It's telling their stories, and it's uplifting. There's parts of it that are funny, charming, delightful, thought-provoking, and yet extremely joyful and hopeful.
So, besides stagecraft, big picture-wise, Maggie, what are you teaching here?
We're teaching students that it's okay to have their own voice. We're teaching them to be creative. We're teaching them to step forward and make their voices known with power, empathy, and a thought for they are the future.
And what's your biggest takeaway from that SCORE experience, Andrea?
My biggest takeaway would probably be that we all have our story to tell and we shouldn't be ashamed to have our own opinions about things. We should use our voices to get out in the world and not be afraid of what other people think and what's going to happen if we do something wrong, just to go with it and let our voices be known.
Maggie Hunter is Program Director of SCORE, and Andrea Curtis, a 7th grade participant from Belmont Middle School. Maggie, Andrea, thanks so much for sharing the story of your adventures with us, and nail it. You got this one. I just know it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.